Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Armstrong. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes McRae. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. McRae steals second. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffries moves to third. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner hits a pop-up off the glove of Jacoby, and into shallow left field. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Jeffries scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive for a single. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rossi hits a line drive for a single. Howard moves to third. Rossi moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is one for one in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Howard scores. Rossi moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Royals. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to second. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jeffries is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rossi tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rossi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rossi hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive beyond second. Rossi can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive for a single. Alomar moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard bunts for a single. McFarlane moves to second. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rossi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rossi strikes out. There goes McFarlane. The throw from Alomar and McFarlane is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appiah covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground for a single. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Hill. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Hill steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive for a single. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Howard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a line drive off the glove of Jeffries, and into shallow left field. Berga reaches second base with a double. Lofton goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rossi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gwynn for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sorrento strikes out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.